Mission Network News, 1 minute version for Saturday, July 30th, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. For Mission Network News, I'm Ruth Bliss. Tsunami relief is changing attitudes towards Christians in India. Housing reconstruction, medical care, and other work has allowed Gospel for Asia into an area known to persecute Christians. GFA's brother Ebenezer says they have a free medical clinic in a church that was flooded by the tsunami. As they reach out with the love of Jesus and counsel from the Bible, God's doing miraculous things. People's attitudes toward that church have drastically changed, allowing the church to share the hope of Christ with the community. And reports indicate the majority of Americans describe themselves as spiritual but not religious. They think about spirituality but don't like churches or institutions. And that's a challenge for Young Life, an organization reaching young people for Christ. Young Life's Tom Combs says they have a genuine hunger for something that's real and true. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University. Church bulletin inserts are available each month to keep missions in front of your church. Go to missionnetworknews.org to see a sample and subscribe. I'm Ruth Bliss.